This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the government is ready to make a law governing artificial intelligence if there is consensus in the House. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said a balance needs to be struck between freedom of expression and legal framework on AI based on ethics. He said the Modi government believes in democratization of technology and it has given technology in the hands of the poorest of the poor. The minister said a comprehensive India AI mission has been started in the country. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 12 noon following heated exchange of words between the Treasury and opposition bench MPs. When the House assembled this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs on various issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition for their notices of no confidence motion against the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. He said the Congress party should apologise for this and the government will foil every attempt which is designed to malign the image of the chair. Lauding the contributions of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Mr. Rijiju said the Vice President has always upheld the values and ethos of the Indian Constitution and his position must be respected. Mr. Rijiju again raised the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with US-based George Soros Foundation, accusing the party of working against the country's interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah paid homage to former President of India Pranab Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described Pranab Babu as a one-of-a-kind public figure, a statesman par excellence, a wonderful administrator and repository of wisdom. Mr. Modi said Pranab Mukherjee was blessed with a unique ability to build consensus across the spectrum and this was due to his vast experience in governance and his deep understanding of India's culture as well as ethos. The Home Minister also highlighted that Pranab Da played a significant role in national administration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharti on his birth anniversary today. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that Subramanya Bharti was a visionary poet, thinker, freedom fighter and social reformer whose words ignited the flames of patriotism and revolution among countless people. The Prime Minister added that Mr. Bharti's progressive ideals on equality and women's empowerment are equally inspiring. Mr. Modi will release the compendium of complete works of Subramanya Bharti at his residence in New Delhi at 1 p.m. today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized today that governments and industries worldwide need to work together to restore global calm. Addressing the gathering at the Global Economic Policy Forum on the theme Decadal Priorities for the Global Economy, organized by Confederation of Indian Industry in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman highlighted that the global priority in this decade should be to restore normalcy. The grand finale of the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon SIH 2024 Software Edition has started at two educational institutions in Punjab. It was virtually inaugurated by Union Education Minister Sri Dharmendra Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also scheduled to interact with young innovators via video conferencing by this evening. Extremely critical fire weather conditions have emerged in California after a large wildfire grew to over 10 square kilometers. The fire, which started in Malibu Creek State Park in Los Angeles County, has caused large-scale evacuations and the closure of a segment of the Pacific Coast Highway. An investigation into the cause of the fire is currently underway. News just in an update from the Parliament, Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day. In Bangladesh, a total of 88 cases related to incidents involving minorities were filed from August the 5th to October 22nd this year. Briefing media in Dhaka, Shafiqul Alam, Chief Advisor's Press Secretary, revealed 70 people were arrested in connection with these incidents. And with that, we end this news bulletin.